One of the greatest challenges for the spiritual Jew is that after we get inspired, we try to live according to our inspiration for a day or two, but then nothing changes. When bringing up children, when inspiring our students, we face the same dilemma. We get them inspired to grow, but not long after, we see that nothing has really changed. In a world where success is measured only by results, this can be defeating, depressing, and discouraging. It seems that all we are doing is just chasing sparks. Why then is inspiration so important? In Parashat Pinchas, the Torah tells us that the sons of Korach did not die. Originally, they were from those who advised their father Korach to dispute Moshe's authority. During the rebellion, however, they had thoughts of teshuvah in their hearts. So God made them a high place in Gehinnom, a place where they were able to safely stay. This is very interesting. King David compiled the Sefer Tehillim from the prayers of 10 great personages: Adam Rishon, Malki Tzedek, Avraham, Moshe, Heman, Yedutun, and the three sons of Korach. How did King David know what the sons of Korach said if they were in Gehinnom, underground? Who ever heard them? Rashi explains that Asir, Elkanah, and Avi Asaf, the sons of Korach, did not die. Rather, they said Shira in Gehinnom, and that is where they made their mizmorim. And then Korach's sons went up from Gehinnom, and Ruach HaKodesh was bestowed on them. Why is it that just thoughts of Teshuvah were powerful enough to save them from the harsh punishment they deserved? Didn't they have to go through any cleansing process to clean off the sin that they've done of the rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu? This is a fundamental principle of Judaism, that a single thought of Teshuvah can turn a Rasha into a Tzaddik, even if the Rasha did not go through the cleansing process of Teshuvah. The Gemara in Kiddushin 49b tells us, Hare at mekudeshet li, al menat shani tzaddik, afilu rasha gamur mekudeshet. If somebody says to a woman, you are my wife, Hare at mekudeshet li, on condition that I am a tzaddik, even if the person is a full-fledged rasha, she is married to him. What? If someone just says that he is a tzaddik, even if he is in fact a rasha, it can make him into a tzaddik. How does that make any sense? The person did not yet go through the process of teshuvah. All he did was have a thought to be better. The answer is because a single thought is the first part of the process of connection with God, of becoming a tzaddik. Allow me to explain. There are two parts to teshuvah. There is a relationship part of it. Then, there is a cleansing part. There is Hashivenu Avinu LeTorahTecha, which is about rekindling the relationship. And then, there is Slach Lanu Avinu, wiping away the sins. The two are not interdependent. And this is the reason why. Before being judged on Rosh Hashanah, before blowing the shofar, we recite the psalm of the shofar blowing that is attributed to the sons of Korach. Lam naseach livnei Korach mizmor. From them we learn the power of a single thought of spiritual inspiration at a time that we need it most. That just a thought alone of wanting to be a tzaddik is enough to save a person from the worst punishment he deserves, even without going through the whole cleansing process. How can we understand this concept? That just a thought alone can make you into tzaddik. It sounds so foreign to judgmental thinking. Here is how the Zohar begins his very first words. Rabbi Chizkiah said, it says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Keshoshana ben hachochim, ken rayati ben habanot. as a rose among the thorns, so is my beloved amongst the daughters. Who is the rose? The Zohar says this refers to Knesset Yisrael. Just as a rose has in it 13 petals, so too Knesset Yisrael has within her 13 paths of mercy, the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, which surround her from all sides. What does this mean that we, the Jewish nation, are compared to roses? Tehillim, Psalm 45, begins like this. Lemnatzeach al shoshanim lebnei Korach. Rahash libi davar tov. Lemnatzeach on roses to the sons of Korach. My heart whispered a good thing. The Akut Shamoni asks why the sons of Korach were likened to a rose. Weren't they more like thorns? Did they not deserve to be burned like the rest of the thorns that they were a part of in their dispute with Moshe? The sons of Korach wanted to give God from the golden pans full of incense. But God said, I do not need your gold and silver. I do not want your incense of abomination. Instead, I want roses. The sons of Korach said, we are the roses. To which God answered, you have won me. Nitzachtani. This is the meaning of the words Lam Natzeach al Shoshanim Lebnei Korach. What does a rose exemplify? Universally, it relays the message that I thought about you. See, in the big world, results, bottom line, dollars and cents are what counts. It doesn't make a difference how you think, because everything is based on technical considerations. In relationships, though, thoughts are what make the relationship or break the relationship. There's a golden rule in relationships. People do not remember what you do for them. People only remember how you make them feel. You make people feel better by thinking about them and showing that you thought about them. Roses are used to improve relationships because relationships are dependent on what place that relationship has in your thoughts. God told the sons of Korach, I do not need anything from my children. I don't need gold, I don't need silver, I don't even need ketoret. All I want is that you will be thinking about me. All I want is roses. The comparison of Klal Yisrael to a rose conveys the idea that even if we are surrounded by thorns, surrounded by evil deeds, in the darkest moments of our lives, we find a way to think about God. We look for inspiration. In the Midrash Vayikra Rabbah, in Achremot, he says the following. Why are the Jews compared to roses? Because the rose is unique in that no matter how fiercely the wind blows, no matter how much it is pricked by thorns, it always finds a way to be facing upwards. So too, the Jewish people. No matter what type of exile we go through, or what situation we find ourselves in, our hearts are always in line with our Father in heaven. This reminds me of the story of Menashe from Divrei Hayamim. The evil king Menashe, son of the righteous king Chizkiah, was known for his wickedness, idol worship, mass murder of innocent Jews, filling the Jerusalem streets with blood. He did not heed the warnings of the prophets that were sent to him until he was captured by Ashur. They put Menashe into a boiling pot and he tried turning to all of the idols he knew for salvation. Realizing that none of his idols could help him, he remembered the magical words his father Chizkiyahu taught him many years earlier one day in Shul. Batzar lecha umetza'ucha kol ha'dvarim ha'ele b'acharit ha'yamim v'shavta ad Hashem lukecha v'shamata b'kolo ki kel rachum Hashem lukecha lo yarpecha v'lo yashchitecha. when you are in a difficulty and all of these things, all the curses for not keeping the Torah find you at the end of days, and you will return unto Hashem your God and you will heed his voice, for Hashem your God is merciful. He will not forsake you or destroy you. Hashem accepted Menashe's low level of teshuvah, of just turning to God even without any cleansing of sin. He saved Menashe and sent him back to his kingdom in Yerushalayim. Again we see the power of just the thought of teshuvah. What is the trigger for thoughts of teshuvah? What brought the sons of Korach to have thoughts of regret? Where did Menashe get his thought of teshuvah from? Rav Moshe Druk gives us the answer, and let this be the selfie step for all of us. He points to the concept of honor. When a father shows honor for Torah, it brings the children to think about God and his Torah. It triggers spirituality. Korach was from the Levites who would carry the Aron HaKodesh. That is why when they saw Moshe coming their way to speak to their father Korach, out of honor of the Torah, the sons of Korach automatically stood up for Moshe, an act that expressed respect and thoughts of change. Chizkiyahu as well would carry his sons Menashe and Rav Shakeh to Shechira on his shoulders each day. Look at the Haggadah Bach in Masechet Brachot 10a. What we respect will affect our own thoughts and the thoughts of our children. And even if it only brings us sparks of inspiration, that's fine. Because that is what makes Klal Yisrael the roses we are.
I look forward to your input and insights, questions or comments via email at rabbiyosefarhi@gmail.com. If you're enjoying these shiurim and life lessons, please let your friends know. To access these podcasts, as well as previous ones, go to my website at yosefarhi.com.